702 and Cape Talk.
Technobite with Aki Anastasio.
Hello, Nainai.
Hello, how are you doing, Reddy?
Hey, so, man.
I love weekends. Life, hey. I love weekends with Reddy, Thomas. I get all the tech support. My phones weren't working. I can't save stuff this. I can't do that. Phew. Like, I find it like 10 o'clock on a Saturday night. I get a message from Reddy. Aki, I can't send pictures. My phone's frozen. Remember the situation with the daughter not so long ago?
Rookie, which one again?
Rookie mistakes.
Which one?
Where your daughter was posting stuff.
Oh, that was scary.
Sure.
That was so scary. Fortunately, I don't have funny material on my phone. I just, you've been to my house. I went to the office to work.
Yes.
And because I have spent a lot of time on Twitter with the Concord and all of that. Last week, you know when you wake up in the morning and you say, from today, my life is changing. I'm going to work. I'm going to do. That was that day where I'm going to make up for 2 weeks of lost time. And then I come back to the house to find she's been busy on my phone. So
and
that
Thomas, I was like snoozing at home in the afternoon. I was getting people phoning me. Somebody's hacked into Reddy's phone. Somebody's done this to Reddy's phone. Meantime, it was little Nayo. How old is Nayo now?
2.5,
two
exactly.
Nayo, who's 2.5 years old, knows how to use the phone better than Reddy, who's 46.
Nothing wrong with being 46, by the way.
It's a fact.
Nothing wrong with being 46. Wrong. I don't know why you guys are laughing, because one day I will be 46, and I hope this is not the reaction I'm going to get
from
you.
I've got 5 more years to go. I'll be there.
Liar. He's been 40. It's like you. You've been 26 since you started this show.
Whatever.
8, 9 years later, you're still 26. What's happening, babe?
Sit down. Well, listen, all sorts of things. I've been playing with some interesting phones. This is the Huawei Mate 8. Have a look at it. It's a fabulous device. It's brand new in the market. It's just was launched in South Africa last week, and I love it because, firstly, it's got a great price because it comes in at about 13,000 Rand, which is, you know, cheaper than the competitors like Samsung and iPhone with a 6S Plus up in the market with the high 18,000s run about there, 17,000. This one's about 5,000 Rand cheaper, but it's got a 6-inch screen. It's got a great fingerprint sensor. It's a metallic body. It's got a great camera. The new Mate 8 is for those who really want a good value device, solid, fabulous device. If you're looking for something like this with a big screen, take a look at their Huawei Mate 8. It's really good value for money, and it's got a superb battery, as I said, and it's also got a special full quick charge capacity that you can charge your battery to full in 2.5 hours. But Huawei say that their battery on this particular phone will last you over a day, and I've tested it. I've watched a lot of videos and checked it out over the weekend, and it really is pretty solid. 16 megapixel camera and really a fast processor, so it's a great value device. Last week we saw the end of the Facebook F8 conference. Now, I must tell you something about Mark Zuckerberg.
Mm-hmm.
I find the guy, you know, a few years ago, I really found him quite arrogant, and I wasn't a big fan of Facebook. I'm still not a big fan of Facebook because they kind of try and keep you in. Mm. But I understand that's their business strategy, right? But in terms of one guy that I really respect the moment with what he's doing, and he's coming out as a true leader for his age. He's quite phenomenal. And what he's been doing, and where he's taken this company, if you invested in Facebook shares when they first came out a few years ago and where they are today, you would be a very, very wealthy man. So they have this conference. It's called the F8 conference, and it's their annual conference where they announce what they're up to. And I want to play a short snippet of him coming on stage and just talking and positioning where Facebook is at the moment and how he sees the world globally with connectivity and connecting the masses. Here's what he had to say.
As I look around and as I travel around the world, I'm starting to see people and nations turning inward against this idea of a connected world and a global community. I hear fearful voices calling for building walls and distancing people they label as others, for blocking free expression, for slowing immigration, reducing trade, and in some cases around the world, even cutting access to the internet. It takes courage to choose hope over fear, to say that we can build something and make it better than it has ever been before.
You know what's interesting about him is that even though he's promoting his business, and, you know, his business is to grow Facebook to a super global thing, which they already are. I mean, they've got over 1.2 billion users. But the point is that he really wants to connect people, and he wants to make a difference to people's lives under the Facebook platform. And this is why Facebook is such a threat. But
Very inspirational message as
no,
well.
No, he's like really matured as like a real true business leader. And you look at his age and you look at his foundations and that sort of thing. You've got to be impressed with him, even if you don't like him, and even if there's a tab of arrogance, you've got to respect him for what he's done. So at this particular conference, Facebook launched a whole lot of different things, including what I think is one word that you're going to be hearing a lot of is these chatbots. And really what they're saying is that in their messenger platform, which is like Facebook's version of WhatsApp, which is, you know, the Facebook messenger platform, it's, you know, they own WhatsApp as well, if you didn't know this. But what they're introducing is these chatbots. So you'll be able to talk with their version of their artificial intelligence to a chatbot. And the chatbot could be a brand. It could be a booking office. So it eliminates basically a human being interacting with a human being. So chatting to a human being. So you think about Facebook and how much they know about us, how much they know about your sporting activities, what you've been doing. They know what brands you like. So if for example, let's say you're an Adidas fan, they will be able to create a chatbot that you'll be able to talk to this chatbot, and the chatbot will be able to talk back at you, suggesting styles, new shoes, maybe some training tips that you and this chatbot will interact together. And it becomes a very personalized experience together with the artificial intelligence. They also demonstrated some VR. Now, this is virtual reality, similar to those glasses that you wore for Comrades last year. If you remember those goggles that you had in, over your face, that really transforms you and transports you to an area where you actually think you're there, even though you're in your static environment. So this virtual reality platform they demonstrated were two different people in two different parts of the world, and I could see the room that you were in, Reedy, and you could see the room that I was in another country altogether, and we could literally pull things in mid-air by using our hands and the sensors in our hands. Like, say, if I wanted to transfer photographs or files to you, I could just grab them with my hands virtually and just move them into a box which is sitting on your side of the world, and the files would just transfer just automatically. So these are the kinds of things that they're working on. And of course, along with their internet connectivity. So in terms of innovation, I think that Facebook's a really smart company that understands consumers and where they're going. And I was also interested, I was talking to a couple of colleagues, you know, they put Facebook adverts all over the place. And I was like interested to know, I certainly haven't seen any political parties advertising on Facebook, which I find quite interesting, because it would have probably be the ideal platform for them to advertise, you know, to try and get through to voters and really get their message across, which I really found interesting. I'm surprised that political parties aren't making more use of platforms like Twitter, for example, like Facebook. And then finally, Reedy, I can't believe a company designed something like this. A Spanish company has designed a product called the Smart Tress. Okay. The Smart Tress is a mattress. Okay. It's got built-in sensors, and it's a mattress and a bed that's designed to allow to find out if your partner's been cheating on you.
Oh, for goodness sake.
So what they've done is it's got these special sensors. So if your partner's away, for example, and you've got another person coming to your home, the mattress will be able to identify, hey, this is not your wife or your girlfriend that's on this mattress. And the activity, the bouncing activity, because obviously it's, you know, it's going to pick up, okay, it knows my weight and if I'm lying and I'm having a restless night. So it's got those parameters to know who it is. But if there's some unusual parameters outside of the actual movement on the bed, then it says, hey, somebody's doing something wrong on this bed. And then it will send your partner a message on their phone, because there's an app attached to this. And the app will say, hey, something unusual is happening in your home. There's somebody on your bed that's not you. And there's like this instant, it's actually able to predict.
Actually, goodbye. Just get out of here.
Serious. This mattress, and it's the Spanish company that have got this mattress. Do people buy this stuff? I mean, if you're going to have an affair, for goodness sake, you wouldn't bring somebody to your own home, right?
You'd be surprised.
But if you did, then you'd rather use the couch, because you don't know if your partner's got a mattress. Use the couch. It just goes. Anyway, you shouldn't be doing that anyway.
You thought about that afterwards.
No,
huh?
I'm just.
You're first giving people tips about where they should be cheating, where they shouldn't be cheating.
I'm being an objective journalist. I'm looking at both sides of the stories.
What
I'm analyzing
flipping sides of the story.
The smart dress.
We'll talk about that tomorrow. Exactly. Hey, we've got to make time for family matters. I want to hear more about this.
Are we having lunch?